Hello, hopefully this is going to be an understandable demonstration of RX7 Music Rebalance Tool, how to extract vocals from a piece, or how to extract just the drums, or just the instruments, or a mix of whatever you like. So, obviously, best to work with the highest quality file, because if you are using something like MP3 at a low bitrate, then it's going to introduce artifacts. First thing that we need to do, if we want to use it in Reaper, we need to tell Reaper that we want this to be our external editor. Let's assume that you don't know how to do it, and I will demonstrate how to do that. This means that we'll be able to use RX7 within Reaper, because it'll open the standalone application, but you'll be able to select an item and then open that item within RX7 straight away without having to do any importing into the standalone application or anything like that. So that's the way that I choose to use it. Control P to open up the preferences.
Reaper preferences dialog. Three new external editors, none of them level 0.
I'm already at external editors. Of course, if I wasn't, I could just hit E.
Editing level 1 and level 0 external editors, none of them.
And I would a few times, and I would get there. Or use the down arrows if you prefer. I'm not going to tell you what to do. Now we're going to tab over.
Find button. OK button. Cancel button. List 1 list.
And now we've got a list. And if I arrow through that list, and there's nothing, list is empty. We now need to tab over to the Add button.
Add button.
Shift space.
Editor configuration dialog, file type extension, browse button.
We've got this browse button. We're going to tab over to that browse button, shift space on that.
Rest, file name, combo box, collapse, edit, alt, and blank.
We're tabbing over.
Level 2 audio HDD.
So, see if I can remember where this thing was. I'm just backspacing through the folder hierarchy so I can get to my C drive.
System C, row 1.
System C. I know it's in there. I found this out by Googling where RX7 installs itself. So it's pretty easy to do, but it should be installed in the same location that mine is when you install yours. I'm just now pressing it. So I've entered onto Program Files x86. I am now pressing I until I get to Isotope.
In Isotope 14-on-foot, items, meter tap 2 on crash reporter 1, meter tap, nectar 2, ozone 8 element, ozone image 6 on product portal 7, RX7 audio editor 8.
And I'm just arrowing down until we get to
RX7 audio editor 8 on 12.
RX7
RX7 audio editor 8 on
12. Audio editor. So let's press enter.
Items, view list, internals, not select, resources 2 on Win32, Win64, 4 on 5.
And now I've got a choice, Win32, Win64. Obviously, I want the 64-bit version, so I'll press enter.
Items, view list, I'm not up RX7 audio editor EXE, not neuron plugin, I'm not neuron.
And that's where you get
neuron plugins, I'm not up RX7 audio editor EXE 1 on 2.
The RX7 audio editor.exe, which is what we want.
Editor configuration.
And it's there. I've pressed enter on that, and I now have it added. So let's
edit, cancel button.
Shift tab over
okay button.
To
can't edit blank. Can't okay.
Okay.
Reaper preferences.
And press enter.
Edit, and button.
We're back. We're in the preferences window.
List 1 list.
If we now shift tab over to our list.
List 1 list.
We've now pressed down arrow.
Default primary. I'm not up RX7 audio editor EXE 1 on 1.
My default primary external editor in Reaper is the RX7 audio editor.
Okay button.
So let's okay that.
Tutorial delete now
monitor. Because it's okay. It's more than okay. It's fantastic. That's what we want. I've got this little song of mine called Bad Boy. I thought I'd use one of my own songs, but partly because I'm a bit of an egotist. Secondly, well, a lovely bit of self-promotion. Also, they've got no copyright things. Also, because it's a high-quality WAV file as well. In this song, which is called Bad Boy, it's a little comedy song.
Yeah, I'm a bad boy. I don't play by the rules because girls don't want no goody-two-shoes. I say naughty words like bloody and booger. I drink too much wine. I eat too much sugar because I don't get...
So that's the lead line, a bit of rapping there. And also you'll notice there's a bit of a sample going on as well underneath.
Goody two shoes, too much sugar because I don't get...
So that is Charlie XCX, a song of hers repeatedly singing Bad Boy. So I've just sort of sampled that and done some stuff with it. So that's going to be interesting how it deals with both of those vocal parts. And also, in our chorus... I've got my friend singing there. So we'll see how it deals with all of that as we extract the various parts from the song. So the first thing we need to do is very simple. We select the item, which is...
Yeah, I'm a...
And I'm going to press Control E and listen what happens.
I'm not a RX7 audio editor, David Eagle, Manboy, Podcast, legal copy 0061 document. Channel.
There you go. It's put a copy of that file in there, and it's opened it up in the RX7 audio editor.
Unknown.
So let's tab. Now, it maybe doesn't sound particularly accessible at the start, because we tab, and we get
unknown.
These unknowns.
Unknown.
And they are unknown. I don't know what they are, but I've never felt that it's necessary to know what they are, really, and they might just be graphics. Let's just ignore that, shall we? Let's not get too down about that.
Repair
we keep
button.
Going. So we've got repair assistant, so that's kind of like the... Getting rid of noise and all of that.
Element panel button, de-breath button.
Keep tapping. De-breath. Getting rid of breaths.
Element panel button, de-bleed
button. We don't want to suffocate. De-bleed. Sounds like we're more like medical assistants, doesn't it, than working with audio here. De-click.
Element panel button, declip button.
Declip.
Element panel button, decrackle button.
Decrackle.
Element panel button, dresser button.
Dresser.
Element panel button, remove hum button.
Remove hum. I don't know why I'm repeating it. You can probably hear it perfectly well.
Element panel button, deplosive button.
Deplosive.
Element panel button, reverb button.
Reverb.
Element panel button, interpolate button. Element panel button, mouth declick button.
Mouth declick.
Element panel button, music source separate.
Music source separate. So what we need to do is NVDA enter on this.
Press.
And I pressed it.
Music source.
And I don't think when you do that, it does anything. So you need to press it again.
Music rebalance document.
And there, we're straight in it. So it's kind of like a double click. And when I say the enter key, I mean the numeric return key right at the bottom right. I'm sure you could probably do an NVDA mouse click on there as well. But NVDA return is what I mean. NVDA return twice. And it'll now bring up the music rebalance tool. So let's...
Music apply button, render the selection with current settings, enter. Music rebalance preset manager combo.
And the first thing you do when you tab, it brings you into the preset manager. Press down arrow now.
Default. Bass boost.
Bass boost.
Bass reducer.
Bass reducer.
Isolate voice aggressive.
Isolate voice aggressive. Now if we shift tab back...
Unknown. Music apply button, render the selection with current settings, enter.
So the first thing would apply that. So that would immediately apply and it would render it. But we don't want to do that yet. We want to hear what it might sound like. So let's shift tab more.
Cuba, preview, preview, bypass button, bypass processing during preview. Preview button, preview the current settings.
That's what we want. We shift tab, preview the current settings. So let's...
Yeah, I'm a bad boy. I don't play by the rules because girls don't want no goody two shoes that say naughty words.
So what I've done there is I've pressed shift and space on that.
It's like bloody and bugger. I drink too much wine. I eat too much sugar because I don't give a damn about a balanced diet. I'm not going to grill it, going to bloody well fry it. I ain't shy. I ain't coy. I'm a bad boy.
He's a bad boy. Bad boy. He always tweets when he plays. He's a bad boy. Bad boy.
I mean, that's pretty good. That's the aggressive setting. Now, let's just keep it on the aggressive setting. Let's just shift tab again.
Separation algorithm combo box.
We've got a separation algorithm here. And it's on.
Other instrument separation algorithm combo box. Advanced joint channel processing algorithm. Affects CPU load enter.
Advanced joint channel processing. That's meant to be the best one, but sometimes I find you get better results with one of the other ones. So let's have a look.
Channel independent.
Channel independent. So that'll process left and right separately. So let's hear how that sounds now that I've gone to
preview
that,
button,
so we're
going to
tab
settings.
Back over to the preview.
He never plays full games by the rules, probably he's a bad boy.
So you get a different effect, and you might like that. You might think, well, it does something different. Let's shift tab back to one of the other ones.
Separation algorithm combo box channel independent processing joint channel.
Joint channel. This is often the one that I find works best, rather than the advanced one. Let's see what it does this time.
Preview button, preview.
Tab back to the preview button. Shift space. Maybe not on this occasion. Let's see what it does to my voice again when I start singing.
Yeah, I'm a bad boy. I don't put down the toilet seat.
So I think there, the best one is advanced joint channel, I think. So it's, hear that again. Shift space.
If you mess with me, then I will diss you in a tweet. My name's Reginald, but my homies call me Reggie.
Now, sometimes, because that's done an aggressive one, sometimes you just want it to be a more gentle one. You don't mind hearing some of the instruments if it means hearing the vocals better. So let's go to presets again. Tab over to that. And let's do...
Isolate voice gentle. Isolate voice medium.
Let's do isolate voice medium. Shift tab back to preview.
Preview button, preview the current.
And let's shift space.
I'm always saying things that are a little bit edgy. I'm the kind of guy who'd give you a wedgie. I don't eat fruit. I don't like veggies.
That's pretty good. Another thing that you can do as well is let's just keep tabbing past the presets.
Music with unknown. Help button long candy slider 0.0.
You've got these sliders here.
Vocal gain slider ring up 0. Adjusts the level of the separated voice.
So vocal gain. So you can increase how much the vocal you want.
Sensitivity slider 5.0.
And you can change the sensitivity as well.
Sensitivity slider 5.0 determines how much of the input signal will be identified as voice by the separation algorithm enter.
So I'm using the sensitivity slider.
Sensitivity slider 10.0 determines.
And I've moved it to 10. It was on 5. Let's see what that does.
Music reply button, render, EQ button, compare, preview, pop-up button, show.
And one thing you can do as well.
Preview button, preview.
Is at the moment we're here, let's preview. So that is pretty good. I'm just going to left arrow. If I left press, just keep pressing left arrow, it cycles me back so I can get back to my voice again.
When he goes cycling.
Oh, it's gone back quite a bit now.
Yeah, I'm a bad boy, I don't put down the toilet seat. If you mess with me, then I will diss you in a tweet. My name's Reginald, but my homies call me Reggie. I'm always saying things that are a little bit edgy.
Let's do the percussion remover. And preview.
But I'm a bad boy.
He's a bad boy.
So it's got rid of all the percussion apart from maybe those sort of higher trebly ones. If we just press space,
he's a bad boy.
You can hear how it originally sounded.
The bad boy, if it's dark.
So then let's shift space again on preview. So we got that. Voice remover aggressive, on the other hand. Get rid of that vocal. It's getting rid of all the vocals there. Hear little bits coming through. So let's say we wanted to render that. Tab over to apply.
Apply button, render the selection with current settings, enter.
Apply and render with current settings. NVIDIA enter on the apply render. If I tab, I'm not hearing anything. So let's just alt tab and alt tab back. So sometimes it can be difficult to know when it's done. But when it is done, you can press alt on it.
File submenu alt F.
And it loads, or alt F. And you're in the file menu now.
New control N.
And if we go down, then we can move to export.
Export control E.
Which is also
export control E.
Control E.
File submenu.
So when we're in this window here, we can press Control E.
Export file dialog.
And we're exporting this file.
W, button, button,
and you've
w,
got your settings.
Okay, button, okay, enter, w, button, button, w,
wave.
F button, button, F
if.
Flak button, button, on button, button,
flak og.
MP3.
I'm going to do export it to a wave.
W,
so let's just click on that WAV button.
Export file.
Enter on that.
Same as type. File name. Combo box collapse. Edit alt and selected. David Eagle. Manboy pop goes. Legal copy.
I'm going to delete all of that and call it Tutorial Bad Boy. I'm going to just save it to my audio drive. It's in the usual way that you do. You find your shift tab until you get to your folder list. Back. Save it to my D drive. Save that. And it's done. It takes no time to export that rendered file. We're back in Reaper now, so we've got our project open. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to import the newly created file with no vocals in it. So I'm just going to go to my D drive.
Desktop list. Tutorial bad boy one.
Find my tutorial bad boy. Copy.
Tutorial delete two and one baby. One
paste.
Two.
And there it is. My instrumental. So hopefully that helps.